Test. Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday evening to all you fine folks out there listening in Radioland. Adam McDonald alongside Jake Ricker with you live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from overcast Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Excited tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight we bring you Game 5 of a six-game series with the new first pitch time scheduled for 6:35. Some rain in the area. We could have started on time at 6, but they played it safe, so we'll go at 6:35. We hope to play 9 uninterrupted innings. There is a lot of wet weather over the middle of the state. Hopefully it doesn't make its way to the coast. And when the teams do start playing, boy, what will they have in store for us? We have no idea. This has been the wildest series of the season, and there's still two games left. Mets won the series opener 8-5 on Tuesday. It was good to see the offense return. The Mets blew a 9-5 lead in the ninth inning on Wednesday and lost in extras. The Mets held on to a one-run lead over the final three innings on Thursday and won 4-3. Yesterday, the Mets coughed up a five-run lead in the ninth inning, but managed to win the game in extra innings by a score of 10-9 in 11. And Jake, what was the craziest game probably in recent memory for the St. Lucie Mets?
You just never know what you're going to get between these two teams. And as a fan, it's very entertaining, that's for sure. It definitely gets your stress levels a little high if you're the St. Lucie Mets, and they would definitely like to have things locked down a little bit more going into the end of the game. But overall, they're still finding ways to win. They were the first team in the Florida State League to reach 70 wins, which, how about that as an accomplishment for this team this year after it was not a great year last year? Now they're at 70.
No, not a great year in 2023 either, and really not a great start to this season as well. They were 1-3 out of the gates. It was looking a lot like the past two seasons, but they certainly righted the ship. As Jake mentioned, Mets roll into the game 70-47 overall. They are also 36-16 in the second half. They've won three of the four games this week. Palm Beach 24-27 in the second half, 56-60 overall. In the second half in the East Division, the Mets are now 9 games up on Daytona with 14 to play. The magic number has been trimmed to 6. Daytona leads Palm Beach by 2.5 for the wild card race. And Jupiter, look now, Hammerhead's only 4 games behind Daytona for that wild card spot. Over in the West Division, Lakeland has retaken the lead in the second half by 1 game over Clearwater. Clearwater still ahead of Bradenton by 4 games in the wild card. Then Dunedin, Tampa, and Fort Myers round out the back half of the West. Other games in the Florida State League today. Hopefully teams are dealing with proper weather. Nope, that's not the case. Dunedin at Lakeland postponed. Tampa at Fort Myers postponed. We do have Jupiter at Clearwater scheduled for 6:30. We'll see. And then Daytona at Bradenton at 6:30 as well. Those two, those games are in peril with the bad weather on the West Coast. And again, new first pitch scheduled for us, 6:35. We'll take a short break on the pregame show, come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Cardinals.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single-game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info at stluciemets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
Getting closer to the new first pitch time of 6:35. Managers meeting at home plate right now. Louis Rivera for St. Lucie. Gary Kendall of the reigning FSL champion Palm Beach Cardinals. Umpires for tonight's game, Patrick McMorris calling balls and strikes. Alex Reynolds is the base umpire. Starting pitching matchup today, we think it's going to be Oliver Ortega for the Mets on minor league rehab assignment. Both he and the initial scheduled starter, Davio Hurtado, were basically warming up at the same time. But Ortega was slated to pitch in today's game on a rehab assignment. But with some bad weather in the area, the Mets might want to get him in the game as fast as possible. So we'll see if it's Ortega or Hurtado. But either way, we're going to see both of them in this ball game. Ortega, he's rehabbing a shoulder injury. He pitched a couple of times for the Mets in St. Lucie back in May and then had to be shut down. He did pitch earlier this week, a scoreless inning in game one of the series with a couple of strikeouts. And the starter for Palm Beach making his pro debut is Tanner Franklin, high draft pick, 72nd overall in the competitive balance round by St. Louis at the University of Tennessee. He's already a top 20 prospect in the Cardinals system. He's going to be making his pro debut here shortly. He's actually taking the field right now here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. So we're good to go for baseball tonight. All other participants trickling out of the dugouts to the edge of the warning track as we have the national anthem upon us. Pre-game show the books. When we come back, we'll have the lineups and first pitch on this overcast Saturday night between the Mets and the Cardinals.
From Kennedy, and it's crushed high over into left field. Guerrero's going back, looking up at the wall, and it is gone. Starling Marte with a solo home run to get the Mets on the board. 1-1 pitch, fly ball deep left field. This one going back at the track, and it is gone. A walk-off grand slam for A.J. Ewing, and the Mets have come all the way back to win it in the bottom of the ninth.
Out fly ball. Is it deep enough? Leonis is going to make the catch. Here comes Cuevas to the plate. He slides in. Safe, and the Mets win the game. Colin Houck walks it off with a sac fly. And the St. Lucie Mets start off the 2024 season with a walk-off win.
He's off 0-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. To throw down to second is in time. What a great throw by Vincent Perozzo. A strike him out, throw him out for St. Lucie, and the inning is over.
Golfs it deep to center. Faltin running back. He's running back. This is over his head. He can't get it. The Mets are going to win this game. They're going to win it. Mosquera, Arrow, over. It's a walk-off. Jairo Cuevas, they're going to mob him out there near shortstop. The game-winning two-run double. Magic on the 4th of July for the St. Lucie Mets. And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals, who are meeting for the 22nd of their 24 scheduled games. One cancellation in there. Tonight is game 5 of a 6-game series at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Mets lead the current series 3-1 after their wild win yesterday in 11 innings. The Mets also lead the season series 13-8. Professional On the mound for Palm Beach, Tanner Franklin, 21-year-old from Jefferson City, Tennessee, the 72nd overall pick this summer out of the University of Tennessee, number 19 prospect in the Cardinals system, according to MLB Pipeline. He's making his pro debut moments from now, and this is the lineup that he will face. Mitch Voigt's going to lead off. He's back in the lineup. After an off day yesterday, Jeremy Rodriguez bats second, Trey Snider third. We welcome back Randy Guzman. Hasn't played in 11 days. The nagging wrist injury. Back in there is the DH. Chase Meggers, last night's extra inning hero, bats fifth. Yonatan Enriquez sixth. The bottom three, A.J. Salgado, Simone Juan, and Sam Robertson. On the defensive side for the Cardinals, on the infield at third base, Michael Dottolo had some trouble yesterday. Ryan Weingartner plays short. Christian Martin second. First baseman Jack Gervich. In the outfield, Jose Suarez in left. Matthew Mira in center. And Cameron Nickens in right. The battery mate for Franklin is Raniel Rodriguez, who also caught yesterday's game. Mets going to stick in the orange jerseys for the third straight day. They've won the previous two games in the orange. And then the Cardinals and the baby blues with the red numbers in Palm Beach and red across the front. Color rush matchup on this Saturday night. Throw down to second complete by Rodriguez, and we're ready for baseball. After a 30-plus minute delayed start. Rain that never really arrived. Here comes the first pitch in Tanner Franklin's career, and it's a ball low, and we're underway as Mitch Voigt takes it for the 1-0 count. First pitch, 6:37. It's 83 degrees and overcast at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. So let's try to win the series. Voigt fouls this one straight back at 97. It's 1-1. Scouting report on Tanner Franklin is he can touch 102. And a great fastball, a really good cutter, and that's about it right now. A 1-1. There's the cutter. It's a ground ball out to second, scooped up by Martin from the grass. He throws to first and retires Voigt. Started his pro career at Kennesaw State. Didn't throw a lot of strikes. Got to Tennessee. They got more strikes out of him. I think great program, high draft pick. Just starting his pro career. We'll see if he can be a starter or if that two-pitch arsenal be a top reliever for St. Louis. Here's Jeremy Rodriguez. A couple hits for the Mets yesterday. The Lions went out of play. Strike one.
And that fastball at 96 miles an hour. I can tell you what, if he can get up to 102 at any point, he's definitely got a shot at being a reliever in some form for the Cardinals.
0-1 pitch. That cutter fades away. Rodriguez moving up the lineup. Yesterday went 0-for-3. Did 0-for-4 rather, but did draw a big walk and score a free run in the 11th. And he fouls this one away. Another cutter. And it's 1-2.
Rodriguez, one of the top prospects for the Mets this season. A lot of hype around him coming into the year, and hasn't quite found that consistency that he's looking for, but still continuing to show flashes of great offense, and he's really solid defensively.
Yeah, flashes, that's a good way to describe him, Jake. He entered the league as the ninth youngest player in full season baseball. Well, 1-2 pitches fouled away, and for parts of the season, he's looked like that young player. Just at times, has flashed, and other times has looked like he has some growing to do, as you'd expect. The 1-2, there's a ball low. Actually, Rodriguez entered the season as like a top 10-15 prospect in the Mets system. A lot of rankings now have him outside the top 30. See if he can have a good end of this season and a good postseason. He'll be in the mix. 2-2 pitch coming from Franklin, and it's inside for ball three. Fastball at 98. Well, yesterday the Mets met their match, and Tyler Van Dyke made his third career pro start. Another Cardinals draft pick. He threw three perfect innings. 3-2 pitch from Franklin, and it's a ground ball out to the second baseman, Martin, again. He throws to first. Two up, two down. Rodriguez turned on the fastball at 97 miles per hour, but right to Martin.
Well, not the result you want there on the ground out, but nice job by Rodriguez to prolong that at-bat as long as he did. Now, but at least gets Franklin to throw a couple more pitches, and fans behind him can see a little bit more of what he's going to be throwing when they get to the plate.
Trey Snyder next. First pitch to Trey. There's the cutter. Good-looking pitch. Called the ball. Down and out, apparently. And it was. No score. Two outs. Bases empty in the top of the first. Here's a cutter. Slowly grounded up the middle. Hits off the bag and goes into center field. And Snyder's going to try to bust it to second. And then he turns around wisely and heads back to first with the single. Off the base. That's two times in the last 2 days the Mets have a hit that literally hit the bag. Yesterday it was at third base. Today it's at second. And this the corner and took a left turn away from the shortstop Weingarten.
It really did take quite the hop right off the edge of the base. It kind of flew out there into left field, and Snyder thought about it for a moment, but not going to be able to get there in time. And as you said, Adam made the right decision to go back to first base.
Yeah, it did wind up in no man's land. Didn't hit the bag and stay on the infield. It actually went to the grass. Well, Snyder on first. He does lead the team in stolen bases. 36. See if he tries to run here. Kind of tough to run on a pitcher who's hitting the mitt at 98 miles per hour. Reynio Rodriguez did throw in a base stealer yesterday. First pitch to Guzman is a ball. Second pitch is a strike. We welcome Randy back to the fold. In his first full week with St. Lucie, he won FSL Player of the Week, but had that nasty collision over in Tampa at first base where he got hit in the wrist. And he did finish out that Tampa series, but only played one game last week against Jupiter. This is his first action since August 12th. He takes this pitch low. It's 2-1.
It was an unfortunate collision trying to reach in on a ball that was thrown to him at first base and collided with the runner coming down. I just could tell wasn't quite the same in the rest of that series, so got him back healthy now and good to see him back in the lineup.
2-1 pitch. He takes this one off the mark at 96, three balls and a strike. Now Guzman was really heating up, hopefully feeling better now. He can knock off the rust of not playing for the last week and a half. Get back to that top form before the end of the season. 3-1, Snyder not running. Guzman tied up with the fastball. And that looked like it got a piece of Rodriguez on the follow-through. He is shaken up, but it's going to be okay. It's a full count.
I think Guzman's eyes lit up a little bit there on the fastball. 3-1, but the pitch is too high and the swing not able to get a clean hit off on it.
Guzman never landed on the IL, so he's been around with the team. Of course, the Mets have a bevy of position players available, not playing shorthanded by any means. Snyder will run on this 3-2 pitch. There he goes. It's a fastball swung on and missed. Good fastball at 98 miles per hour. That's an impressive heater. A lot of movement on it in the high 90s from Tanner Franklin. He works around the Trey Snyder single and puts up a zero in his first pro winning. When we come back, the Mets will be out in the diamond for the first time tonight.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, the starting pitcher is going to be Oliver Ortega. It was scheduled to be Daviel Hurtado, but perhaps with weather issues later in the game. We hope not. We don't think so. But the Mets are going to start Ortega to make sure he gets his rehab inning in, coming back from a shoulder injury. He's been playing pro ball since 2015, most recently in the majors with the Twins in 2023. And this will be his fourth rehab game with St. Lucie, two different stints.
You just never know with Florida weather, so play on the safe side. Let him be able to pitch in today's game. They are still expecting some rain later, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, Ortega's first pitch goes to the backstop with Matthew Mira at the plate. That is ball one. Ortega did pitch a scoreless two-strikeout inning in game one of this series. He overthrows this fastball. It's 2-0. On Mira. Ortega also pitched a couple of times for the Mets at Daytona back in mid-May. 2-0 pitch. And he misses outside with the fastball at 93. Three balls, no strikes. Well, he and Daviel Hurtado were warming up at the same time in the outfield. So Hurtado, he's ready to go. Interesting that after the Mets went down in the top of the first, Ortega came in from the bullpen. Like it's mid-game. It's a four-pitch walk as he tried to nibble on the outside and miss. So Mira goes down to first. And if there's one thing the Mets don't want to see any more of, it's walks. Goodness gracious, we had enough on Wednesday and last night. Please, no more walks.
Now, this is a Mets pitching staff that has been really good at filling up the strike zone consistently. But right now, in these last couple of games, it has not gone their way.
Well, Ortega will try a breaking ball. That's no good either to Jack Gervich. Last time we saw Gervich at the plate, he was hitting a towering two-run homer in the 11th inning. The good news for the Mets is that they led by three at the time. As this pitch misses, that's ball six. Gervich got the Cardinals within one, but then Starlin Escalante retired the next two without issue, and the Mets exhaled the 10-9 11-inning victory. Game in which they led 6-1 in the middle of the ninth. Pitches inside. That's ball seven.
Just has not been able to find that strike zone. Needs to just sit back a little bit here. Maybe just throw the fastball, even if it's not at the full speed that you want it to be. But just get it over the strike zone. Get your confidence back here.
It's four curveballs missed to Mira. As this fastball gets in, four fastballs missed to Mira. He tried to fastball a slider and then a curve. Now another fastball as Jake called for, and it's a strike, 3-1. Take his pitch, fastball rocketed into right center field. That'll be scooped up by Juan. Mira's going to head to third base, and the throw comes to Jeremy Rodriguez. A sharp single for Gervich. And it has set up the Cardinals with runners at the corners, nobody out in the first inning.
Well, and that's the danger after throwing so many balls. You're just trying to get fastballs over the plate to get strikes. And, well, Palm Beach knows this. Gervich lined that one up really nicely, crushed it 108.6 off the bat. Easily gets runners on the corners now with no outs.
Yeah, so Mira and Gervich, two of the new draft picks for St. Louis. Now Radio Rodriguez, a holdover. Takes a good curveball for a strike. Well, yesterday, Christian Rodriguez was able to strand a runner at third with nobody out. See if Ortega can do it. A long way to go in this one, but Palm Beach trying to grab the early lead. Oh, curveball hits him in the helmet. Ball deflects up into the crowd. And Rodriguez will head down to first. He appears to be okay. Tried to duck out of the way. Hit him right off the top of the noggin. The ball sails into the seats.
him ducking actually made him get hit more in the helmet than he would have been if he just stood straight up. Unfortunate there for Ortega. It seemed like maybe he was getting a little bit of confidence back there for a second, but hit by pitch, now the bases are loaded.
He has no feel right now. He tried the curveball there. He broke off a good one to Rodriguez initially and then hit him in the helmet with that one. So nothing working right now. The bases are loaded. Davi Hurtado warming up in the bullpen. Yeah, talk about it all the time, Jake. This is, you know, kind of life in single A. And really across the minors, you have to make room for the rehab guys. And they might not be ready, more rusty than rested. As this pitch is bounced to first base, Salgado backhand boots it, shuffles backhand up to Rodriguez for the force out of Rodriguez. A run is in, but an out is recorded, and a nice job by Salgado to stick with it. He reached for it, bounced out of his glove, and the nifty backhand shuffle up to second base and Jeremy at the bag. Mira is in to make it 1-0. Gervich goes to third. Cameron Nickens, who hit that ball, gets credit for an RBI fielder's choice.
A lot of things running through your head on that play there. You do get a ground ball, which is nice by Ortega, and then Salgado, who butchered it for a moment, did a nice job to stay with it and still get the out at second. You were hoping for two initially.
Pitches in for a strike on the slider. That's one under the belt for Ortega. Runners at the corners. Cardinals trying to get two with Martin at the plate. Breaking ball, and this one's hitting the center field. Juan on the move. Juan makes a nice running catch towards right center. Tagging and scoring is Gurevich. It's 2-0 Palm Beach. A good job flagging that ball down by Simone Juan. Juan giving rest to Henriquez tonight, who moves to left, less strenuous position. A couple manufactured runs here for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
And all things considered, you know, this has actually ended up being okay inning for Ortega. Starting to throw a little more strikes here. Has gotten the two outs. It was a nice job by Juan to make that catch.
A fastball knee-high strike to Suarez. So you're right, Jake. It does appear that Ortega is finding it. But it comes at the cost of a couple of runs to this point. Suarez takes this slider inside, one and one. So two down, Nickens on first base, two runs are in.
Unfortunate from St. Lucie's perspective to be down 2-0 early in this game, but this is what it takes right now to get Ortega back into his groove.
Good slider, best of the inning, swung through and missed, it's one and two.
You said it, Adam. How many times have we talked about you just don't know what you're going to get with rehab guys? A lot of people look at that on a lineup and say, oh, well, this team should have a good advantage. But when you're coming back from these injuries and they haven't played in a long time, you just never know.
The 1-2 pitch. Slider swung on and missed for strike three. Ortega sharpens up as the inning goes on. But bases loaded, no outs. Too big of a jam to overcome. He gives up a couple. The Mets will go down. Be down 2-0 as we move to the second inning here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile. And we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. Jake, this is a rarity. Me and you on the road on a weekend.
It is, yes.
Get the band back together. There's so many games left this season. I think, how many have left? 14?
Well, 14, but then
14.
You got the postseason. Yeah.
So we're guaranteed 16. 14 regular season, 2 post, and hopefully more.
Definitely more.
Tanner Franklin back out there after a scoreless top of the first. He throws a strike to Chase Meggers. Only Meggers had himself a day yesterday. The 2-run go-ahead double in the 11th, and then adding the stolen base on top of it, scoring on a deflected ground ball for the decisive run. Fouls this off. He's behind nothing in 2.
Well, this will give a good test to the St. Lucie Mets offense, which has been really good this week after having a tough couple of games against the Jupiter Hammerheads back at home.
0-2 pitch, and Meggers fouls it away. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jake. The Mets down 2-0. Is this their biggest deficit of the series outside of the walk-off home run by Jalen Flores?
I believe that was
a 2-run win for Palm Beach on Wednesday.
I believe you are correct, yes.
Pitch is low. It's a good take on a cutter.
Well, that's why this is a little bit of a different test for the Mets offense this time around. They're starting with a 2-0 deficit.
A 1-2. Fastball missed. 90 miles an hour.
For the most part in this series, they've been playing with a lot of leads. Offense getting off to good starts early.
2-2 pitch, and Meggers swings through it and strikes out. Another good fastball, 96 miles per hour. Second strikeout in a row for Franklin. Yeah, the Mets, I think they were behind 1-0 on Thursday. Ended up coming back and winning. Pitch is low. Wire-to-wire win on Tuesday, the opener, scoring 8 runs. 9 runs in the 10-inning loss on Wednesday. 4-3 win on Thursday. A 1-0 pitch is fouled away by Henriquez. And then yesterday, led 1-0, led 2-1, led 7-6, and finally led 10-7. And 10-9. Pitch is fouled away into the stands. That game, the more I thought about that game on the drive home last night, what, just unbelievable. In the first 8 innings, it was 2-1. And then in the last 3 innings, it was 8-8. 2 ball games in 1. 1-2 coming to Henriquez, and he strikes out swinging on the fastball, 97. Tanner Franklin is living up to the hype with that heater. Got a lot of movement on it, and it's baffled the Mets to this point. 3 straight strikeouts for him. 2 outs here in the second.
Curious to know at this point, the scouting report said he can touch 102. He's been sitting around 96, 97 mile hours consistently, so there's potential that he could have more in the tank.
It's easy gas, too. It doesn't look like he's...
No, not at all.
Really trying to overpower anybody. This fastball, a knee-high strike to A.J. Salgado. A couple of 96 miles per hour. Heaters well placed. 0-2. Getting more comfortable by the pitch. The 0-2. Whoa, that one appeared to be overthrown to the backstop. 97. Almost like a quick pitch.
Right now has a chance to get the last strike here and get a strikeout against Salgado and strike all three Mets out by the way of the K.
The 1-2, and he gets the swing and a miss on a slider. First slider of the night. It was in the dirt. Throw down to first, complete by Rodriguez. And there it is. Tanner Franklin strikes out the side in the second. Four straight strikeouts for him in the game. Go to the home second. Palm Beach has a 2-0 lead.
Your best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino, is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at GoToWorkHappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds, but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pitching change for the Mets as expected. Xavier Hurtado, the 20-year-old Cuban lefty, will replace Oliver Ortega. Ortega finished with a flurry as Hurtado's first pitch is fouled back by Michael Dottolo. But he scuffled out the gate with the walk, a single and hit batter. An inning, a hit, two runs, one walk, one hit batter, one strikeout, 18 pitches, 9 strikes for Ortega, as this pitch is a curveball out of the zone, or in the zone for strike two. Dottolo, some troubles at third defensively yesterday. At the plate now, takes the curveball too high. The plate, quiet 0 for 5, and score a free run. Tato's 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled straight back. Came at him with the fastball at 94. For Hurtado, this is game number 11. Relief appearance number 5 with St. Lucie. No wins or losses, or no wins yet, one loss, 2.34 ERAs. Been very good across here and the FCL. 1-2 pitch, and that fouled away. Meggers took the brunt of that. Mets defense, Meggers doing the catching. Mitch Voigt gets to play the hot corner. Jeremy Rodriguez at short. Heard him last inning. Trey Snyder at second. Salgado at first. Enriquez in left. Juan in center. And Robertson in right. Different looking Mets outfield alignment. Fastball low. 2-2.
I would say this is one of the premier name matchups we have right now.
Hurtado versus Dottolo. Yeah. Trying to keep it straight. This slider misses in. It's 3-2. Tato wants a new ball. And he gets one. Payoff pitch. Fastball lifted into left field, and it's dropping in front of Enriquez for a base hit. Well, Michael Dottolo gets the hit off Xavier Hurtado. Did he get that right, Jake?
He did. He nailed it. Very nice.
I had to slow it down.
It's tough. One of the very similar names. Good swing there by Dottolo. On that one, 87.6 miles an hour off the bat, which is the perfect speed you need to drop it in front of Henriquez like that, who's got great speed, but played it safe and held it just a single.
Ryan Weingartner next, and he will fist one foul over the roof. Come back down from the roof. The kids are waiting. It's a pretty good crowd tonight. Given a lot of nasty weather in the area all day. Oh, gosh. They're going to trip over themselves for this. There's a ball in the dirt. They find it yet? No, they're pushing each other. This one kid's going to knock this other kid down. I don't think it ever... Did it ever come down?
I never saw it come down, but they certainly reacted like it did.
Ball and a strike. We're not that far removed from the field of play here. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. So get these foul line drives above the net, high pop-ups that land on the roof, and they trickle back down in the seating bowl. The kids go nuts. A 1-2 pitch, curveball, down and in. Two balls and two strikes.
You are right, though, Adam. It is a nice crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They had some activities going on before the game as well.
You had to stop me. Probably rightfully so.
I did.
That's why you're here tonight, Jake. Control me. 2-2 pitch, and that's lined out of the reach of the second baseman, Snyder. So close. It's a single clean hit for Weingartner, and DiTallo will move up to second base. A little so close for Trey. Lunging attempt.
Just nearly out of his reach. Great effort by Trey to try and snag that one and snow cone it, but too far out. Good news is they hold everybody to just one base, and it's the only runners on first and second here.
Back-to-back innings. First two reach for the Cardinals. They're off to a good start. They've got three hits, a walk, a hit batter. Five of the first eight have reached tonight in their lineup. Well, the Mets have struck out four straight times. Scores 2-0. Palm Beach trying to add on here in the home second. Hurtado's pitch is slashed foul down the first base side. Boy, Mejia, batter, let that travel in deep. Just literally slashed it towards the first base bag. Salgado's playing way off of. Mejia, the 9-hitter. No signs of bunting. Swings and misses at this pitch that lands in front of home plate. The gift on the curveball. It's nothing and two. Yeah, tonight it's, I think, beers and baseball, some kind of beer-drinking event. They had it roped off. I started to wander towards it when we arrived at the ballpark, and Jake pulled me to the elevator, to the press box. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out in the dirt, but first base occupied, and Mejia nowhere to go, and Hurtado picks up a key K for the first out of the second, which will keep DiTallo at second and Weingartner at first. The lineup will turn over to Mira.
Good curveball there from Hurtado. Just made it fall out the bottom of the zone. Tough pitch to lay off.
Mira walked and scored. He takes this curveball. Well, what I like from Hurtado there is the previous curveball was chased in the dirt. So go right back to it, see if you can't get it twice, and he did. That's an easy out.
The old saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
1-0 pitch. Mira takes this curveball away.
I'm now going heavy on the curveball here. See if he tries to change it up or back to something different after getting a good dose of the curveball.
The 2-0 goes fastball. Mira cranks it out to right field. Robertson going back on the track will make the catch for the second out. Tagging the third is DiTallo. A loud second out off the bat of Mira.
For Hurtado, I like the pitch change there after seeing the slow curveballs, tries to speed it back up and throw off the timing of Mira, but Mira, to his credit, was just ready for it and really had a nice swing. The ball, unfortunately for him, just fell a little bit short.
It's tough as a right-handed hitter in this ballpark to go the opposite field. You got to have really some grown man major league strength to do that. The wind is kind of breezing around in and out. So, first pitch to Jurevich is swung through and foul tipped, a slider. So Hurtado, first and second, nobody out. Now has runners at the corners, two outs. He's got the lefty-lefty matchup. Jurevich coming on strong the last couple of games. So one pitch, he swings and misses on the slider again. And a very flat-footed swing. He looks like he's having a tough read here on the lefty Hurtado. Hurtado set for the 0-2. The pitch, it's in the dirt. Stealing second safely is Weingarten without a throw. I think Chase Megger's just trying to body that ball low, preventing a escape pitch with the runner at third. So an uncontested steal for Weingartner. That's a big situation here. A hit could make it a 4-0 game, and out. The Mets escape down two. A 1-2 pitch, breaking ball outside.
I like the idea, though, not risking a throw down to second, certainly on a tough pitch like that. You already got the batter, Gervich, to two strikes. The pitcher do his thing.
2-2. Hurtado delivers. Missed low with the slider. And it's now a full count. Gervich just kept the bat on his shoulders. It's the last three pitches missed by a good bit. You got a righty Rodriguez on deck.
He's been patient at the plate. For Hurtado, you do have first base open, so I still want this one a little close to the zone, not right in there.
Curveball hacked foul. The best pitch since the first two sliders.
Oh, that one was middle on that curveball.
This is developing into a long inning. 25 pitches, 27 pitches. There's now bullpen activity for the Mets. Hurtado, the 3-2. And he lost him low with the fastball. He ramped it up to 95, but that is a miscue by Hurtado. Get that lefty-lefty matchup with two outs. Get ahead 0-2 and end up walking him. I think as long as he threw strikes, he was going to get Gervich out because Gervich did not look comfortable at all. Could not throw a strike, though, after that. So it'll be another mound visit for Luis Alvarado. And for the Mets, I think, with the exception of the debacles in the ninth inning on Wednesday and Friday, it's been a pretty well-pitched series by the Mets. But tonight, in just two innings, the Cardinals have loaded the bases twice. They got a couple of runs off Ortega, and now Hurtado is just trying to hang in there, get this out, and stay in the game. Saw how Mets pitching situation last night. They were going to ride or die with Escalante. There was no help coming. So you don't want to go to another reliever in inning number two tonight. Here's Rodriguez with the bases loaded. First pitch, a strike at the knees. A fastball at 94 miles per hour.
We did have a situation in that game, Adam, in the first one. But the Mets played against the Cardinals here at Roger Dean on Tuesday where we had four pitchers in four innings for the Mets.
0-1 pitch, too high. I did see that. I think six total pitchers on Tuesday. And it felt like that was the bullpen day. Coming off an off day. I don't think they want to go that route. Again, 1-1 pitch. That's not good. It's in the dirt, a slider. Hurtado tugging at his jersey, his hat. Just trying to find something here, kicking the dirt out of his cleats off the back of the rubber. Bases loaded. Two balls and a strike. No runs in the inning yet. Cardinals lead 2-0 in the second. Popped up into shallow left. Who wants it? Rodriguez, the shortstop, clearing everybody out. He'll make the catch. Henriquez almost ran into him. And the Mets can exhale. That was a long inning. That produced no runs for the Cardinals. Hurtado survives. We go to the third, 2-0 Palm Beach.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialist in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better, move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, folks, I'm still a little ill, sick, and my voice on the fritz. Jake's going to do innings 3 through 6, so take it away, Jake.
Thank you, Adam. Keep on moving along here as Franklin back out of the mound. He struck out the side in the second. Mets have not been able to figure him out. Great stuff on his pro debut. Simone Juan will lead it off for the Mets here in the third. First pitch inside and taken for ball one. Fastball at 94 miles an hour. Franklin set 1-0 pitch. This one taken for a strike. Just at the top of the zone. Even if the count at 1-1. Franklin working quickly here. 1-1. Pitch outside and skipped in the dirt. 2 balls and 1 strike. Now the Mets have been at their best offensively when they are patient at the plate. Good start here for Simone Juan to get ahead in the count. We have a pitcher who's making his pro debut. Often a good idea to kind of wait him out as long as you can just to get a feel for what kind of pitches he's throwing. 2-1, dropped in for a strike, and this has been challenged by Juan. Looked like a good pitch from up here. We'll take a look. First challenge of the game. And that was a strike, full ball in.
Post and friend, St. Lucie has 1 ABS challenge remaining.
So the Mets down to their last challenge. They are 0 for 1. Comes to balls and strikes. Franklin will come set, and now the 2-2 pitch on its way. Juan fights it off right side. That one's going to hook foul. Stay alive with the count even at 2-2. Simone Juan, who has seen a lot more playing time recently in the lineup consistently, still looking for that consistency when it comes to being at the plate. Batting average of 220 right now. Nice job to lay off this slider outside, and the count has now run full. Juan already a little busy in center field defensively. One thing you can count on from St. Lucie, it's great defenders in center field. Payoff pitch, inside ball 4, and Juan able to draw the walk. Second base runner for St. Lucie today, and a leadoff runner here in the third. That's the kind of at-bat you're looking for from the Mets, again against a pitcher who's making his pro debut. See what he can do in high-pressure situations, what kind of pitches he's going to throw. Juan able to draw the walk. Now we're going to have a mound visit for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll check, have the whole team come in. They'll have a conversation here. Pitching coach Michael Lowe. And they're actually going to make a pitching change here. I stand corrected. So that'll do it for Franklin in his pro debut. He exits the game to an applause from the crowd. New pitcher coming in for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We'll take a quick break when we come back and tell you about the new pitcher.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails. There's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. New pitcher on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch is low here for ball one to Sam Robertson. Pitcher is Bernard Mack. He will take over on the mound for Tanner Franklin. Mack, this is his second appearance here in 2025. Next pitch, Robertson inside. Two balls, no strikes. Mack in the year in his one appearance. Three innings. Give up two hits, no runs. Four walks and four strikeouts. Runner on first here inherited. And now a 2-0 count. Fouled off by Robertson, 2-1. Mack was signed as a free agent by the St. Louis Cardinals in 2023. Got the bump from the FCL late this year. In 2025, started the season in the FCL. Three balls, one strike here to Sam Robertson with a runner on first. 3-1 pitch, in for a called strike. Robertson thought that might have been ball four, but will not challenge. Mets already have one remaining. And it was a close pitch. Looks like it did catch the zone, so a good non-challenge there from Robertson. Mets down 2-0 against the Cardinals here in the top of the third. Max pitch fouled off by Robertson. It's a full count. 3-2, no outs. With one on first base. Already six pitches for Max. It's entering the game. Payoff pitch in there for a called strike three, and Robertson goes down looking. Really nice slider from Mack. Just dropped it right in and froze Robertson. So he goes down looking. Mack has his first strikeout, and there's one away in the inning. We'll go back to the top of the lineup now for St. Lucie. Mitch Voit at the plate. And he'll bat with one on first base. Voit flies one right field, but that's going to hook foul. Wind lightly blowing around, out to right, sometimes to right field. Sometimes into foul territory, and that's where that ball kind of got taken by the wind on that last swing. Now Voit sends one on the ground. Alcado has it. He's going to go to second in time for the out. Fielder's choice for Mitch Voit as he ends up on first base. But out at second is Simone Juan. Mack now gets the second out of the inning. Runner on first and Jeremy Rodriguez at the plate. Rodriguez backs off a slider high. Ball no strikes to Jeremy Rodriguez. back. 1-0 pitch. Swan is running. It's a called strike. The throw to second, not in time. It gets away from Wenningarner. I apologize. That was Voigt after Juan was out on the fielder's choice play. So Voigt with a stolen base. That's while the runner in scoring position here with two outs. One pitch. Too far outside. Two balls and a strike now to Rodriguez. So Voigt standing on second base. 2-1 count, two outs, and a 2-0 ball game for the Cardinals in the top of the third. In for called strike, and now the count even at 2-2. First time today the Mets have had a runner in scoring position. Back, quick look to second, 2-2. Rodriguez bounces it lightly on the ground. Gurevich has it. He'll take it himself to first base. And that is the time for the third and final out of the inning. So the Mets get a runner into scoring position, but Voigt is stranded on second. Still 2-0 Cardinals going to the bottom of the third here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
It's time to gear up for 2025, and we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Best tailgate.
Hurtado remains on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets as we're set to start the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 Palm Beach Cardinals. They're out in front and leading it off for the Cardinals in the inning. Cameron Nickens. Second bat at the top of the day. 0-1 on a fielder's choice. Tato ready with the first pitch. Fired right in for a strike at the knees. And it's 0-1 to Nickens. Only four hits tonight. Palm Beach has three of them. Swing and a miss on a fastball, 93 from Hurtado. Quickly ahead on Nickens, 0-2. Able to get out of a jam in the second inning after back-to-back base hits. Nickens fouls this one straight back. Hurtado hoping for a much more clean inning this time around. You can tell he is trying to do just that. Quickly filling up the strike zone early in the inning. Does miss a slider inside here, so it's one ball, two strikes. Tato set, and he'll fire home. Bouncing ground ball, racing in is Voigt. He's got it, throwing to first. Salgado off the bag. Did he get the tag? No. Safely to first base is Nickens. And that will be an infield single. And the throw might be called an error. It was a little high from Voigt. Pulled Salgado off the bag. Had to leap up. Tried to get the tag. But a nice job by Nickens to hustle down and get underneath. Kind of slid a little bit into first base. And stumbled past it. So he is aboard safely. For the moment, that is being called a hit. I was correct the first time. Martin now at the plate with a runner on first. He shows bunt. It's popped in the air, but this is going to drift into the netting. Foul. Not the bunt Martin was looking for, and nearly disastrous if the Mets were able to get to that ball. Ended up carrying too far, though, and drifting into the netting. This is going to be called a single, by the way, for Nickens. So it's a base hit to lead off the inning for the second straight time. Tato ready with the 0-1 pitch. In there for a called strike just on the corner. It's 0-2. Two pitch. This one swung on and missed for strike three. Martin goes down swinging. That's the first out of the inning. By the way, the strikeout. One out runner on first now for Jose Suarez. After he just watched Martin go down on the slider. Tato set first pitch to Suarez. Good curveball at the knees, 0-1. Javier Hurtado up to 40 pitches now. In his second inning of work, 0-1. Hard ground ball, but this one will go foul down the third base, first base side. And it's 0-2. A lot of those pitches coming in the second inning. Hurtado has done well to get ahead on all three batters that he's faced. Right now, Nickens the only one that was able to get on base despite being in an 0-2 hole. Pitch from Hurtado. Shallow number back to Hurtado. He gets it, steps, fires to first, and that one is past Salgado. He can't scoop it. Going to third and now going home is Nickens. Here comes the relay. It's cut off at first base by Salgado, and the run is in to score. Palm Beach has now taken a 3-0 lead. Suarez, meanwhile, ends up on second base. That one hit only 60 mile hours off the bat. Hurtado got there in plenty of time, picked it up, but a bad throw to first base. Salgado couldn't scoop it, and it rolled all the way down to the tarp in right field, allowing Suarez to reach second base. And Nickens to score from first. Now here's Hurtado at the plate. Takes his pitch high. Ball one. This is going to be a fielding error on Hurtado. Pitch on the way and in for a strike. Count now even a 1-1. Another tough spot after you were ahead 0-2 on Nickens. He was able to reach on an infield single. And then ahead 0-2 on Suarez. He reaches on the fielding error. And Oren also comes home in that process. This pitch high, two balls and a strike. So Palm Beach out 3-0. Mets have put themselves into some tough situations. Palm Beach cashed in. Hurtado's 2-1 pitch fouled off by Hurtado. Now it's even to 2-2. So the Mets offense will have some work cut out for them when they're able to get back up in the fourth. Hurtado, after taking some time, will come set. 2-2 pitch. Another shallow bouncing ground ball, and Voigt can't grab it. It's off his glove. Rodriguez was there to back it up, but it's off of his glove. And that'll be another error on the Mets. Down to third base is Suarez, and Daltalo's on first. Voigt too far off to the left, tried to reach out to make that grab. It went off the edge of his glove. The first time we've seen Voigt over at the hot corner in a while. And now a mound visit here from pitching coach Luis Alvarado. And on that play, Rodriguez was in a good position to back up that ball if it was missed by Voigt, but because it was off the edge of his glove, Rodriguez then had to make a quick reaction. He tried to reach out to grab it, couldn't get it either. So past two Mets defenders, and ends up as a runner. Two errors on the Mets in this inning. So runners on the corners with one out. Weingartner at the plate. Weingartner one for one. He singled in the second inning. First pitch to him, missed low. Slider at 86 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. The crowd here at Roger Dean Living Palm Beach cashing in on the offense. Toto's 1-0 pitch. Swing and miss from Weingartner. And the count at 1-1. Lots of things to do at the ballpark today. They got a prize wheel down just to the right of the booth. It's a kid spinning, see what they can win. Another foul ball from Weingartner. He's now behind 1-2. Prize wheel Clover Park, you can spin as well. Come out to see the St. Lucie Mets in their final home series, which will be against the Lakeland Flying Tigers starting next week. Toto, quick fastball, missed low. 2-2 pitch. Coming up here from Hurtado. One out in the inning, runners on the corners. Mets trailing by three. Pitch from Hurtado now fouled off. A few long innings for Hurtado. Found himself in a jam in the second inning after the back-to-back base hits and a walk later in the inning. Palm Beach had the bases loaded but couldn't score. Toto another 2-2. This one misses tad low. Count is now run full. And this time around, Palm Beach scores a run early after the fielding error on Hurtado. And then an error on Mitch Voigt puts runners on the corners. Palm Beach has already scored one run. Toto's payoff. Ground ball right to Voigt. He's got this one. Steps, takes his time, throws to first. And that is the second out of the inning. Coming home to score is Suarez. So it's now 4-0 Palm Beach. Totalo does move up to second base. Nice job by Voigt this time around. Similar ball to the one he was not able to field cleanly. Took his time, set his feet, made a nice throw to first base. In this spot, Mets down 3-0 already with just one out. You want to get the out. You can give up the run early in the game. Let your offense try and get a couple of those runs back. 0-1 to Mejia now. Tato's pitch. This is inside. Count leaving a 1-1. Totalo did take off a little early on that pitch, so it made it even tougher play for Voigt to try and potentially turn two. Made the smart decision going to first. 1-1 swung on and missed, and now Hurtado's ahead on Mejia, 1-2. And this has been the one, probably the biggest downside for Hurtado in this outing, is he's done a great job at getting ahead on hitters, constantly at two strikes, but has not been able to put them away. That bat's getting prolonged and then some finding a way to get on base. 1-2 pitch. This is low. That'll even the count at 2-2. Toto long hold. Quick look to second. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Mejia got a piece of the fastball. Robbie the Redbird, the Palm Beach Cardinals mascot, roaming around behind home plate right now. Todd already 2-2, and this one foul tipped for strike three, squeezed by Meggers, and that is the last out of the inning. Machado ends it on the strikeout. Palm Beach does score two runs after a couple of errors committed by the Mets. Palm Beach out in front 4-0 here at the Dean.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, everybody knows when you come to a ballpark, you have a lot of the classic ballpark smells with all the ballpark food. And with Roger Dean pretty filled up on this Saturday night, those smells are really coming through the broadcast booth today, as we are so close to the fans and the action here at this stadium. Mack out back onto the mound here for the Cardinals. First two pitches high to Trey Snyder. He's ahead 2-0 in the count as we start the top of the fourth. Mack's 2-0 pitch. Oh, this is outside 3-0. So I can only hope Adam, who is currently roaming the ballpark, is checking out some of that great-smelling food that I am getting whiffs of here in the broadcast booth, and will bring something back. We shall see. 3-0 pitch, this one in for a strike. Snyder taking all the way. A lot of renovations still going on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Going to be quite the new-look ballpark when they're all said and done. Snyder takes this fastball outside for ball four. He will draw the walk, and it's a leadoff base runner for the Mets in the fourth inning. And the renovations, including a lot of new clubhouses and things for the players out behind the ballpark in center field. They're also going to paint Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Pitch taken by Randy Guzman, now high for a ball. I believe it's going to be a white. Right now it is a beige, tannish color. I think beige is the right word that I'm looking for. Right color. 1-0, foul straight back by Guzman. That was a big cut. But the renderings, looks like they're going to make it a nice white color. They've blocked off a couple areas around the front of the ballpark, a couple of the concession stands. They're upgrading those. I believe there's going to be a fan shop that'll be accessible outside of the ballpark. Right now you have to come in to get to the fan shop. 1-1 pitch, Guzman fouls it straight back. And it's 1-2. And then, of course, probably the biggest change coming is the new seating in left field. That two-story section for seeding. Snyder is running. Guzman fouls this pitch off. He'll have to head back. Treu does lead the team in stolen bases. He's thought about stealing, but foul ball sends Snyder back. One ball, two strikes, no outs in the inning. Runner on first and a 1-2 count. Next 1-2 pitch. Guzman crushes it left field, but well fouled. Hit a long wave by Randy Guzman, deep left field. Just needs to straighten that one out. Back another 1-2, but first a pickoff move over to first. Snyder back in safely. Still a ball, two strikes after we have now had four straight foul balls by Guzman. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. He chased the sinker down in the dirt. Guzman goes down swinging against Matt. This is now the sixth strikeout for Cardinals pitching. Second of the day for Mack. Here's Chase Meggers now. And this pitch high to the backstop. Snyder heading to second, he is in with no problem on the wild pitch. So we'll have a runner in scoring position here with one out now. Good speed from Snyder. Yeah. 1-0 pitch. Meggers shoots this one right side and foul. Meggers, who's holding a live batting average of .324, he was 0-for-1 in his first at-bat. He has been really clutch for the Mets. A couple of bases-clearing doubles this week. In big moments, helped the Mets into their win in extra innings last night. Now puts this one on the ground, bouncing right to Gurevich, who will take it to first himself. That's the second out of the inning. Snyder is able to advance down to third base on the ground out. So Meggers is retired, and that'll bring Jonathan Henriquez to the plate. First pitch outside to Henriquez. One ball, no strike. Jonathan 0-for-1. Jonathan quietly having a really nice season offensively. One-oh pitch. Can't find the zone. 2-0. Henriquez coming into tonight's game batting .266. Well, this pitch has been challenged by Mack, the pitcher. He thinks this was a strike. I don't think it wasn't particularly close. So the Cardinals down to their last challenge. Count stays at 2-0. Pitch outside. 3 balls, no strikes to Henriquez. For Henriquez, 49 RBIs on the season. And now he's going to head down to first base after he takes the sinker outside for ball four. He draws the walk. Runners on the corners for the Mets. Two outs in the inning, and this is going to draw the mound visit from the pitching coach, Michael Lowe. We'll talk things over with Mack and Rodriguez. So A.J. Salgado will be next up at the plate for St. Lucie. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Another college position player that has made a loud impact for the Mets since joining the team late in the season. Salgado batting average entering the game was .242. He's had a couple of big doubles, knocking in some runs. We've been solid stuff for a lot of these college position players for the Mets. Antonio Jimenez not in the lineup tonight. He's been one of those guys that's made a big impact. AJ Salgado, Chase Meggers, even Randy Guzman is not a college draft pick, but called up from the FCL. First pitch to Salgado now from Mack, fired high after the mound visit. One ball, no strikes. Runners on the corners, two outs. It's a 4-0 lead for Palm Beach. St. Lucie's best opportunity here to strike back and start clawing their way into the game. Salgado hits this one high in the air, right field, well foul. And the count's a 1-1. Six RBIs for A.J. Salgado in his young 2025 campaign. Max set, 1-1. Salgado lays off, but the pitch does find the zone. Slider that catches the outside corner. And it's 1-2. Pickoff move over to first base, and it is in time. Henriquez picked off over at first. Matt got him sleeping. And that's going to end the inning. So Salgado does not get a chance to try and knock in a run. Still 4-0 Cardinals. You're listening to the Mets on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam. Head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on this Saturday night. Mets and Cardinals here in game 5 of the 6-game series. First pitch lined right to the second baseman, Trey Snyder, which he pulls in for the out. Hurtado returned to the mound, and he gets a first pitch out. Top of the lineup against Mira. There's one away here in the fourth. Well, nothing like then entering an inning. Team trailing 4-0 after a tough pickoff at first base in the first pitch. You can grab it out. Good catch from Snyder on the line drive. Now Hurtado, quick strike to Gurevich, who is 1-for-1. With a single and a walk. Tato's 0-1. Fouled off. Irvich just got a piece, and it's 0-2. Japan. The 2 pitch, bouncing ground ball will go foul. Rich got enough of the slider to fight it off. Weather has looked really nice the entire night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Did have that delay start. 0-2, dropped just high. Had a lot of weather in the area. Looks like it's all fizzled out before it ever reached Roger Dean. It tends to happen, the weather coming across the state. Here's another big bouncing ground ball right out to Snyder. He'll go to first in plenty of time. He's out number two. It's two up, two down. Best inning shaping up for Gabriel Hurtado here in the fourth. Radar early did not look very promising, but we have come to learn very quickly down here on the West Coast that weather will fizzle out. Here's a deep line drive left field off the wall from Rodriguez. He's got to hold, though, and go back to first after the quick throw in from Henriquez. And it is a loud single for Rodriguez. Things moving quickly in this inning. I barely have time to tell you about the weather. So the long single, that one hit 103.9 off the bat, 22-degree launch angle, 331 feet. It was off the Truist sign on the left field wall. Rodriguez falls just short of the home run, has to settle for a single, and now Nickens sends one in the air right side. Robertson is there. He'll make the catch for the third and final out. What an inning for Hurtado. Can't get them to go down 1-2-3, but a nice quick inning. And the Mets still trailing by four, going to the fifth.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stlucymets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
And we welcome you back here at the Dean on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network. St. Lucie and the Cardinals, game five of this six-game series. A.J. Salgado at the plate, takes the first pitch for a strike. Mack returns to the mound for yet another inning of work. 0-1, Salgado fouls that one off, and it's 0-2. Well, Salgado in another at-bat after resetting. He was at the plate when Henriquez was picked off at first base. Mack set. 0-2, Salgado pushes this one right side. Gurevich with a nice grab, race to first. He's there before Salgado, and that's the first out in the fifth. Gurevich has been busy over at first base. Nice place. So the third inning for Mack starts with a ground out, and Simone Juan now to the plate, who successfully drew a walk in the third. First pitch to him, swung on and missed. Sinker inside, it's 0-1. Mets trailing right now 4-0 here in the fifth. Only one hit to speak of. Juan takes this pitch high, count will even at 1-1. Do wonder if that delay maybe threw him off just a little bit. 1-1, Juan goes fishing. He's behind 1-2. This is a Met offense that overall in 2025, really every game has been fantastic. They ran into a couple of slumps against the Jupiter Hammerheads, who just, for whatever reason, loved to pitch against St. Lucie. Pitcher Mack misses high 2-2. But they've been good in this series. 2-2. That one's taken by Juan. Outside for a ball. Count has now run full. So Juan again. Finding himself in a favorable count. Mack ready with the payoff. Juan swings and misses for strike three. Chased a sinker outside, and he is the second out of the inning on the strikeout.
The right fielder, 65, Sam Robinson.
Seventh strikeout. Palm Beach pitchers. Franklin had four, and that was the third for Mack. Now fires one high here to Robertson, who's 0-1. Pitch sketches the zone. Counts even at 1-1. And for St. Lucie this season, they've already won the first half, so they got a spot locked up for the playoffs. They are 9 games up on the Daytona Tortugas as Robertson takes another changeup low, 2-1. And in all likelihood, have this second half locked up. 2-1 pitch too far outside, unless there is a big collapse from St. Lucie. Daytona is able to get on another big run, but more than likely should be able to close out the second half. And really for them, it's just about trying to finish strong and getting ready for the postseason. 3-1 pitch taken low, and that is ball four. Robertson will draw the walk. It will not be a 1-2-3 inning for Mack and the Palm Beach Cardinals. And it's only been walks. Now the Mets have gotten themselves on base. Only hit coming from Trey Snyder so far in the first. Back to the top of the lineup. Mitch Voigt, 0-2. Now with the runner on first, 2 outs in the inning. Mack set. And the first pitch. Voigt sends it in the air right side. Nickens tracks it now underneath, and he will make the catch for the third and final out. So the Mets again will strand a runner over on first base after Robertson drew the walk. Mets trailing by 4. We go to the bottom of the fifth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stluciemets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
Fans are having fun here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The team, the Palm Beach Cardinals, sitting out in front of the St. Lucie Mets 4-0. And while we were worried that things were going to get tough for the Mets when it came to pitching after Ortega, who's on rehab assignment, goes his one inning and then two long innings for Hurtado, he's still out there. Back out for another inning. First pitch from Martin, flown left field. And this one at the wall, still carrying, but caught just in front of the Mets bullpen by Yonatan Henriquez. And that is out number one. Well, Martin gave that ball quite a ride. For a moment, looked like it maybe was going to have a chance. It falls short. One out. And for Hurtado, after the second and third, which turned into much longer innings. Pitch high here, ball one to Suarez. Then he comes out in the fourth, only gives up the hit to Rodriguez. But quickly got Nickens out. A speedy inning. Challenge here from Meggers. After pitch was taken low, we think, for ball two.
The pitch is called a ball, and the pitch is challenging.
Mets already down to their last challenge in the game after losing their first one. And they'll lose this one. So as you heard there, no more challenges for the Mets. That draws a cheer from the crowd. Mets 0 for 2. It'll stay 2-0 count here to Suarez. Tata with the pitch. Suarez fights it off. 2-1. But back to Hurtado, who has been really strong since the fourth inning. Got a one pitch out against Martin. Now in a little bit more of a drawn-out battle against Suarez. 2-1, right in there for a strike. Great curveball. Count all even at 2 apiece. Hurtado ready. He deals the 2-2. And this one's flown in the air by Suarez. Shallow right, coming in is Robertson. He is there. He will make the one-handed grab. And that is out number two. Two up, two down. And now it'll be Daltalo digging into the batter's box to try to avoid the 1-2-3 inning. Pitch fired in for a called strike. And it's 0-1. And the last six batters, just one hit for Palm Beach. Every other hitter retired by Hurtado. It was up to 73 pitches. 0-1. Can't quite find the zone. That'll even the count. 4-0 Palm Beach. Leading in the hit department 5-1. Two errors by the Mets tonight. 1-1. Way inside. Did it catch Daltalo? No, it did not. So just the second ball of the at-bat. Tato fires 2-1. Good curveball again that drops in for a strike. Down even at 2-2. Hurtado deals the 2-2 pitch, and this one, shallow hit, Snyder racing over, he's got it, now throws the first right on target. Great play by Trey Snyder to complete the 1-2-3 inning, and Hurtado is heating up. Mets with another chance at the plate. They trail by four here on this Saturday night on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Bets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Bets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Now let's get back to the field.
Oh, folks, you just missed it. DJ Robbie put on a show here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for the fans in attendance. For those that don't know, Robbie the Redbird is the mascot here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. You might be able to hear the Robbie chants going out for him. He's on top of the Cardinals dugout doing a little DJ show, putting on some moves. It's Mack once again for the Cardinals on the mound. First pitch to Rodriguez. Shallowly hit ground ball to Winning Gardner. He'll throw to first, and Rotario Rodriguez for the first out. So it's Robbie the Redbird putting on a show in the stands, and Mack putting on a show on the mound. Has kept the Mets off balance all night long. Just one hit, which came in the first for St. Lucie. And for Mack, who's in his fourth inning of work through three, he's had no hits, no runs, three walks, and three strikeouts. Walks have been the one issue for Mack in this game. And we have an automatic strike issued to Trey Snyder. Was not alert to the pitcher as that pitch clock winds down. 0-1 now swings and misses, and it's 0-2. It's just the way things have gone for the Mets tonight, even not being able to get to the batter's box in time, starting behind 0-1 on a night that they only have one hit. None against Mack. Snyder quickly behind 0-2 here. Lays off the changeup. And able to stay alive at 1-2. Back from the windup. 1-2 misses low. And it's 2-2. Mets will need to get the bats swinging to get into this game. 2-2 pitch. Snyder fouls it off, and it's squeezed by Rodriguez for a foul tip, strike three. And Snyder is down. That's the second out of the inning. Now the eighth strikeout. The Palm Beach hitters. Pitchers have been excellent in this game for the Cardinals. Max first pitch to Guzman outside. 1-0. Working quickly. Too far outside, 2-0. Randy Guzman 0-2. In his first game back in 11 days. Trying to shake off the rust. 2-0 pitch. This one misses high. Three balls, no strikes. And now, a dangerous count to Randy Guzman. One Florida State League player of the week in his first week. 3-0, taking all the way. This one gets over the strike zone, and it's 3-1. Guzman, who's got great power. When he swings, he's got a big, powerful swing. 3-1 pitch. He takes for ball four. And he will head down to first base. So the Mets can avoid a 1-2-3 inning. And it's now the fourth walk for Mack. He's got four walks and four strikeouts. It's certainly something he is going to try to clean up going forward. Chase Megger's at the plate, 0-2 tonight. First pitch to him, high into the backstop. Guzman will trot to second base. Advancing on the wild pitch. So a runner in scoring position with two outs. It is now the third base runner the Mets have had in scoring position without a hit. They had a base hit from Snyder in the first. That's as far as he got. Eventually got Voigt to third. after a fielder's choice and a stolen base. Excuse me, second. That was in the third inning. Trey Snyder got as far as third in the fourth. He originally got on the walk. And now Randy Guzman, who is on second base after the walk and the wild pitch. But still no runs or any other hits in that sequence for St. Lucie. 1-0 to Meggers. He swings out in front. And he'll even up at 1-1. Mack now to 62 pitches. This one comes in and it hits Meggers. He shakes off the hand. LP is okay. Meanwhile, he's going to shed his equipment and head down to first base. Hit by pitch, first of the day against Mack. Meggers, okay, stays in the game. He's on first base. Rodriguez will give some signs to his defense. Mets with runners on first and second. And two outs, Jonathan Henriquez at the plate. 0-for-1 with a walk. First pitch to Henriquez, fouled off, snap throw down to first base, leaping at first is Gurevich, and he keeps it from trickling into right. Meggers turned to first safely on the throw. Cardinals testing him to make sure that he was paying attention after being hit by the pitch. Henriquez fouls this one off, it's 0-2. So Mack attacking Henriquez quickly. No two pitch. Too far outside, and it's 1-2. Its offense held quiet through five innings. Mack ready with a 1-2. Henriquez shoots it off into the right side of the ballpark for a foul ball. A quick peek around the Florida State League. A lot of games affected by rain. Bradenton and Dunedin. Bradenton up down 4-0 against the Tortugas. And now Henriquez shoots one center field. That's down for a base hit. Guzman's rounding third and headed home. He is in to score. Henriquez into second with a stand-up RBI double, and the Mets are on the board. Just what the doctor ordered for St. Lucie. Henriquez, nice swing, 104.3 off the bat, pokes it into center, and he has the RBI double as Guzman hustles home. Meanwhile, it's Meggers who moves up to third base, and two runners in scoring position here for A.J. Salgado. That is going to do it for Mack. As manager for the Cardinals is out to make a pitching change, Gary Kendall. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the new pitcher on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Best bet, the all-new Seminole Brighton Bay Hotel and Casino is now open. More ways to play, stay, and get away with over 600 slot machines, numerous dining options, and exciting entertainment. Free bus service from Vero Beach on Wednesdays and Port St. Lucie on Thursdays. Looking for a career change? Apply at gotoworkhappy.com. Must be 21 to play slots and table games. Must be 18 to play bingo. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
The world-famous $2 Night is back for 2025. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $2 drafts and 16-ounce cans of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Busch Light. Plus $2 hot dogs, soda, and popcorn. You won't find a better deal anywhere on the Treasure Coast. So grab your friends and head out to Clover Park. That's $2 Night every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go $2 Night.
Aggressive driving might save you a few seconds,
but it could cost you far more. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, or even a devastating accident. Hi, I'm Chief Leo Nimzik with the Port St. Lucie Police Department, here to remind you that no ticket, repair bill, or hospital stay is worth the risk of reckless driving. Slow down, stay calm, and make the right choice. Aggressive driving comes at a cost. Your safety is priceless.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Alan Reyes, who the St. Lucie Mets have seen a few times over the course of the 2025 season, he's into the game. First pitch taken outside for ball one by A.J. Salgado. For Reyes, this is his 10th appearance. All out of the bullpen, 2.08 ERA, 13 innings pitched, 5 walks, 14 strikeouts. And a really nice 2025 season. Drops a curveball high. 2-0 count now to Salgado. AJ 0-2. What a big opportunity here with two runners in scoring position. Fights this sinker off, and it's now 2-1. Salgado feels like he's due for a hit. Has come up clutch a few times for St. Lucie in his young career. Reyes 2-1. Salgado backs off the changeup. 3 balls and a strike. Reyes with the 2 inherited runners, trying to help out his teammate. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Salgado. Got fooled on the fastball, 92. Count is now run full. 3-2 with 2 outs. Big pitch coming up. Just trying to claw their way back into this game. Salgado can do that with a base hit. Payoff pitch from Reyes. Salgado swings and misses for strike 3. Reyes comes in, gets the big punch out. It's the 9th of the game for Cardinals pitchers. Mets do get one, trailing by 3, going to the bottom of the 6th here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
The quality of our choices affects the quality of our lives. So when it comes to how you move, you choose to see a doctor or the number one orthopedic specialists in the world, backed by a team who custom tailor your treatment. Do you choose to live with limitations or live life to the fullest by going to the place that's number one at getting people back to what they love? Choose better, move better. HSS.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2025 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to leave you smiling. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on Saturday night is fun for all.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible. With affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now let's get back to the action.
Hurtado, who entered the game in the second inning. Fernandez in trouble, did a really nice job getting through the next few innings. We have a new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets as we enter the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Jenkins on the mound. His first pitch fired outside. The winning garner outs for ball one. Bryce Jenkins into the game, 1-0 pitch. That is taken high, 2 balls, no strikes. final line for Hurtado. We'll bring that in just a moment after this 2-0 pitch. That's taken low for ball three. So the final line for Hurtado, four innings pitched, four hits, two runs, no earned, one walk and three strikeouts. Jenkins with the 3-0 pitch now, and that will fall in for strike, 3-1. All things considered for Hurtado, really nice outing. Just the two runs, which are unearned. And he still gets through four innings. Swing and a miss here from Winningardner. And the count has now run full. Now, one of those errors was on Hurtado. It's kind of the sneaky way to get out of some runs. Pitch here misses high for ball four. Jenkins just missed with the fastball, and it'll be a leadoff walk against Weingartner. Now leadoff base runner for Palm Beach here in the sixth. Bryce Jenkins, who started the season on rehab assignment with the St. Lucie Mets, now just a full-time St. Lucie Met. 5.79 ERA. First pitch, strike to Mejia. 4 2/3 innings pitched. 4 walks and 4 strikeouts. Dealing with a runner on first here. No outs in the bottom of the sixth. That's trailing by 3. 0-1 pitch, fouled off in a 4-1 ball game. St. Lucie, who did get their second of the hit. Their first since the first inning, after Henriquez drove in a run on the RBI double to get Guzman in. Pickoff move over to first base, and back in safely is Mejia. Jenkins set. 0-2 pitch. This one fired too far inside. He didn't bite. One ball, two strikes, runner on first. Jenkins set, and the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Hits Mejia to go down on the curveball, and the first strikeout for Bryce Jenkins. One retired. And we'll go back to the top of the lineup for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Matthew Muria. Mira, who is 0-2, did draw a walk in the first. And takes a first pitch. First a pickoff move over to first base. Back in safely is Weingartner. Now a pitch high, and it's ball one. Jenkins set. Pitch on the way, too far outside. Two balls and no strikes. Long hold here for Jenkins. 2-0, Weingartner's running. Here's the pit. The throw to second, and it's low. In safely is Weingartner. It's a stolen base. Pitch also came in low. It's 2-1. Runner into scoring position here for the Cardinals. Change up, fired too low, 3-1. One out, runner on second, 4-1 ball game, Cardinals out in front. Pitch pitch on the way. Too far outside, and that is ball four. So it's a walk issued to Mira. And it's runners on first and second. Weingartner on second. Mira on first. Now Jack Gurevich will be next for the Cardinals, but first he'll have to wait as Luis Alvarado's headed out for a mound visit. Jenkins, who entered the game after Hurtado started to heat up, throwing a lot of pitches and has fallen behind, put two runners on base, one out in the inning. So Luis Alvarado trying to settle things back down. Mets all year long have been very good at filling up the strike zone. A couple games as of late, walks have been an issue. Mound visit is over. Gurevich at the plate. Runners hopping it around out there for Palm Beach. Here's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Gurevich really fooled on that one. And it's 0-1. No one pitch on the ground. Snyder's got it. He's going to go to second for one. Rodriguez now fires to first. Not in time. Gurevich hustled and beat it out. So instead, it's just a fielder's choice. And now there's two away in the inning. Weingartner does advance down to third base for the Cardinals. Good hustle there from Gurevich. That was a tailor-made double play ball. It may be just a tad too slow for the Mets to be able to successfully turn two. Here's Raniel Rodriguez now at the plate. Fouls a pitch back. Fastball at 92. So runners on the corners, two outs. Mets hoping to keep this at a three-run deficit going into the final three innings. Jenkins 0-1, can't find the zone, and now the count is evened up at one apiece. Jenkins still not quite finding that strike zone consistently as he'd like. Two outs in the inning, and Jenkins holding. Now comes set, pitch clock winding down. 1-1. Shot into center field. This one falling and will be down for a base hit. One run in to score. Heading to second is Rodriguez. The throw is in time, so he is tagged out. But a run is in to score for the Cardinals. 5-1 Palm Beach. Rodriguez tagged out, trying to stretch that into a double. We'll go to the seventh, Mets trailing by four.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and even a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Kyle Trabolsi, for everything you need to know.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets offense finally able to get their first hit since the first inning off the Henriquez double, which drove in a run. Unfortunately, Palm Beach scores one in the last half inning, so they are still down by four. See if that Henriquez double sparks the offense. Simone Juan leads it off. And Reyes returns to the mound for another thing of work for Palm Beach. First pitch to Juan, sends it hard on the ground. That's off the glove of a diving Delgado, and that rolls into left field. It's a base hit for Simone Juan. Well, Delgado made a great effort to reach out and try and snag that ball, but off his glove, and Juan reaches safely. After the base hit, Robertson now at the plate. His first pitch falls inside. Ball one, curveball, couldn't find the zone. And the Mets have had a little bit of success against Reyes. They could not figure out Matt. They were able to draw four walks against him. 1-0 pitch, Robertson on the ground, but this one foul. Final line for Matt, 3 2/3, one hit, one run, four walks and four strikeouts. He really had kept the Mets off balance for a large portion of those middle innings. Walks got him into a little bit of trouble, but able to wiggle out most of them. Does get the one run charged to him after exiting the game. Reyes gave up a hit, pitch inside. Two balls and a strike now to Robertson. Two, one pitch, Robertson, big cut. Can't time it up, it's 2-2. Mets three hits tonight. Two of them coming in the last two innings. Just hope it isn't too little too late for St. Lucie. We'll have three innings remaining, including this one. 2-2, Robertson can't get on the sinker, and he is down on strikes. That is now the 10th strikeout for Cardinals pitchers.
Number 32, Mitch Voit.
And Mitch Voit, top of the lineup for St. Lucie. After Robertson goes down swinging, so a runner on first with one out in this 5-1 ball game. Voit 0-3. Swings over the top of the changeup, 0-1. Now Voit, first round pick for the Mets in the 2025 draft, hasn't quite found his footing yet here in St. Lucie. It's going to take time for some guys to make that adjustment over from college ball to pro ball. A one pitch too far inside, 1-1. Voit's certainly a guy the Mets will have high hopes on, and he can really break out a lot like Carson Benj did. He was here in St. Lucie. And Benj took a little bit, too, to get comfortable, and then really broke out after he left St. Lucie. 1-1, Voit check swing went too far. 1-2. But you could see the flashes from Benj showing off a little of his talent here in single A with St. Lucie. Not be surprised to see Voit do something similar. 1-2. Voit lays it off. Can't all leave it up at two apiece. And the Mets will need guys like him to step up late in the postseason. Keep this offense going. Playing at third base tonight as well. Did make one error. Also made a couple of nice plays. 2-2, swings and misses for strike three. 11 strikeouts now for Palm Beach pitchers. And there's two away in the inning, both on strikeouts. Jeremy Rodriguez, 0 for for 3, all 3 ground outs. 2 outs with Juan still on first base. Juan is running. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second is high and not in time. Stolen base for Simone Juan. St. Lucie, who has been great on the bases all year long, gets Juan into scoring position. Rodriguez behind 0-1. Reyes set. Pitch low. Ground ball off of Reyes, and now it's picked up by Weiningartner. He'll throw to third, and Rodriguez is aboard safely. A little surprised. I think Weingartner, who knew he wasn't going to get Rodriguez speeding down to first base, just kind of flipped it over to third. Maybe Juan pulls off the bag. Don't want to risk that throw down to first base. So it's runners on the corners now for Trey Snyder. Snyder, who does have 1 hit for the Mets tonight out of their 4 total. Trey got the single in the first inning. Reyes pitch fired low. 1 ball, no strikes to Trey. Snyder, who I still can't get over the nickname that I found out that he had in Spider Monkey. I don't know why. I haven't found that out yet. One oh. Trey takes it for a strike just at the knees. Changeup that did just find the zone. It was close. It was a strike. Mets had any challenges remaining, they would have lost had they used one. So can the Spider Monkey come through for the Mets here with runners on the corners and 2 outs? Pickoff move over to first base. Do have some new Spider-Man movies coming out soon. Those are in production right now. We're going to have to find out if Trey likes Spider-Man now. Reyes 1-1. Snyder fouls it off right side. Well, you know it's getting late in the game when I'm starting to talk about spiders and Spider-Man movies. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runners on the corners, Mets down by 4. Reyes in some traffic. Needs 1 more out. 1-2, and Snyder fights it off. This one dribbles down towards the Mets dugout. Meanwhile, for Snyder, if he can get a base hit, keep the line moving, get another run in, get the deficit back down to just 3. Just keep this spark alive for St. Lucie. 1-2 pitch. Snyder swings and misses for strike 3. Rodriguez, the catcher who caught that, is fired up. On the pitch from Reyes to get Snyder to go down swinging. 12 strikeouts for the Cardinals pitchers. Mets still trail by 4. Going to the bottom of the 7th in stretch time here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
It's time to gear up for 2025. And we have you covered at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, T-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop will be open on game days, and be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now let's get shopping.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the field.
Best tailgate
brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be...
All right, back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. At McDonald, Jay Kirker with you. I'm back now, so we'll get this ship right in here.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you sound upset.
No, I just sound sick. Hey, listen. Two of the last 3 days here, we've seen Palm Beach erase a 5-run deficit in the ninth and a 4-run deficit in the ninth. So why not the Mets? Why not the Mets erase a 4-run deficit?
Why not? I like that.
And they don't have to wait till the ninth. They can do it in the eighth if they so choose. Bryce Jenkins back to work facing Cameron Nickens. It is 5-1 Palm Beach. And a tough one for the Mets. A couple of errors on the field. 12 strikeouts and only 4 hits at the plate. But time left. Not much but time. We're in the bottom of the 7th. Jenkins throws ball 1. And then a curveball. Good one for a strike. Final in the Florida State League. Daytona beat Bradenton 4-0. So the Mets, if they can't come back here, their match number would stay put at 6 as this pitch is fouled away. It's been a pretty good week for the Mets. They entered today 3-1 this week, while the team closest to them, the two closest teams to them, Palm Beach 1-3, Daytona 1-3. So pretty good week on the whole. Oh, the pitch is swung on and missed, struck him out with the fastball. Down goes Nickens, and Jenkins has his second strikeout since entering. One away in the home 7th inning. And Christian Martin will come up. Martin 0-2 with the sack fly. I said, Jake, yesterday, I said on that broadcast, I said, if the Mets can get that magic number down to 5 by the end of the weekend, I think that bode well for trying to finish it off next week in front of the home fans. And so even if they can't get it done tonight down to 5, they still can win tomorrow or have Daytona lose tomorrow. Anywhere from 4, 5, or 6. Curveball grounded right side, and it's going to squeak on through. Salgado gave it a wave. Snyder couldn't get there. And Christian Martin rolled that thing perfectly between the two. One out single.
Well, the Mets clinched their first half win in Daytona.
Yeah, I said this last night, too. All right, not often you get to clinch the half twice. Mets have only done it once. 1989. So I did the first one on the road. That was cool. Sunday night, Daytona. Unique scenario. Great venue. A team they wanted to do it against. But now a chance to do it at home. So one home, one away. That'd be great. The throw over to first, not in time.
We will certainly be scoreboard watching as we get later into this next week.
By the way, Daytona next week. The Mets are home against Lakeland. Lakeland's the top team in the West right now, has been all season as this ball's fouled away. Daytona goes home, which is good for them, but they're facing a good Clearwater team.
Oh, they've been hot.
Yeah.
Playing great baseball.
So really, you think next week is the penultimate week of the season. Runner goes, pitches lined into right field. Oh, almost hit the runner. Martin avoided being hit in the leg. Here comes the throw to third to get him. It's cut off by Rodriguez. A sharp single by Suarez is set up. The Cardinals with runners at the corners and one out. The Mets nearly lucked into a second out there when Christian Martin almost got hit.
Some great hops. Leg. Got over that ball, speeding around second base.
So Jenkins got a strikeout, but consecutive singles will apparently knock him out of the game. Luis Rivera is out to make a pitching change. So when we come back, new pitcher. Mets down 4 with one out, runners at the corners.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Help the Mets give back to our local community groups with this year's special jersey nights. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear custom jerseys, all supporting local nonprofit organizations. Bid on these exclusive, one-of-a-kind Mets jerseys on stlucymets.com/auctions. 100% of the proceeds will go to each night's nonprofit. For questions or for more information, email auction@stlucymets.com.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now let's get back to the action.
Lando Ovias is the new pitcher for the Mets. One haired runners at the corners. Ovias, he's kind of the veteran of the bunch. He's pitching in his fourth year with St. Lucie, and he's been up to Brooklyn a couple of times. But this year, in 14 relief appearances, he's posted a 1.66 ERA. And with all the pitchers, the relievers, especially the Mets, have promoted up the ranks, the Mets need his steady presence. Pitching in a different spot, though, down four in the seventh. And he snaps off a good slider for strike one.
No question that he could be a guy the Mets rely on in the postseason. Late in games with them up in front, Mets have been really good this year at closing out games, and they'll need somebody like Ovias to do that.
Runner goes to second. It doesn't matter. It's a big ground ball to Rodriguez. He has to go to first. Run scores, out recorded, and because Suarez was running, they stayed out of the double play ball. It's now 6-1 on the RBI ground out by Totalo. Boy, that was tailor-made. That was going to be the easiest 6-4-3 double play the Mets have turned all year, until Suarez was bearing down at second and Rodriguez couldn't get him. That's too bad. That's the good thing for the offense about sending guys in motion. And you had Christian Martin go first to third on a ground ball single. And you send Totalo, or rather Suarez, and keeps Totalo from hitting into a double play. 5-run lead, biggest of the series for Palm Beach. And this pitch is spiked. And a great stop by Meggers. He doesn't see it. It's right in front of him. Yeah, there's some risk-reward with the sending runners. I mean, you know, hit a line drive. It's obviously an easy double play. Gifted to the defense. But you send them and keep yourself out of a double play there and get a run out of it. 1-1 pitch, curveball comes inside. But back to the clinching scenarios. There is another scenario where the Mets could, on the road, remember, there's an odd number of years, so the East team and the West team that play in the finals, it's the deciding game is going to be played in the West, so it's another good reason why the Mets would want to win the division next week, because they wouldn't be able to celebrate a championship in front of their home fans, just the way it goes. 3-1 pitch is low for a ball. Weingartner draws the two-out free pass. So first and second, two outs. This game's starting to slip away from St. Lucie, down 6-1, being out in 8-4. Jonathan Mejia coming up. He's 0-3, trying to avoid the Golden Sombrero. Three strikeouts from the 9 spot to this point. Ovias' first pitch, ground ball foul into the Palm Beach dugout.
Would there, though, Adam, be something to be said for St. Lucie to clinch both halves on the road and win the championship on the road?
Yes.
I mean, that's almost unheard of.
Their 38-19 record, 39-18 record on the road, fourth best, in all minor league baseball this year.
Lots of good scenarios for the Mets heading into the end of the season here. That's the bottom line.
0-2 coming to Mejia. And now a rundown. Ovias will throw to third. Voit is going to track down Suarez. He's out. And that'll do it for the inning. So, no strikeout, at least not yet, for Mejia. The 0-2 pitch, he never saw it as Ovias get Suarez in the rundown for the last out of the inning. But tack on another run for the Cardinals. They've extended their lead to 6-1 through seven innings.
Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
The Friday Family Fan Club is back in 2025. For just $48, members of this club receive admission, parking, and 25% off concessions and merchandise for every Friday home game. The Friday Family Fan Club is the friendliest family deal at Clover Park. So grab the fam, head to the ballpark on Fridays this season. Families can sign up at the ticket office or on stlucymets.com. What better way to start the weekend with family night at the ballpark?
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Home Run House in left field to grab a rum bucket or a delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice-cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
Together on this Saturday night, Mets down 6-1, batting in the eighth inning, Randy Guzman at the plate. And he fouls this pitch off the mask of the catcher, Rodriguez, for strike one. Randy in his return to action after 11 days off. The banged-up wrist has struck out twice, walked, and has scored the Mets' lone run. 0-1 pitch. Takes it low as Alan Reyes continues out there on the mound for the Cardinals. He's had an inning and a third scoreless so far. Franklin the starter, Mack the first reliever, and Reyes have each struck out four. 12 strikeouts and the 21 outs recorded so far by Palm Beach. Curveball away. Two balls and a strike.
St. Lucie just hasn't had the timely hitting tonight. They've had base runners, got a lot in the middle innings, by the way, the walk. No big hits for the Mets.
Pitch is inside, it's 3-1. The only big one, Henriquez, the RBI double. Continues his stellar season, but Mets down three at that point, second and third, two outs. Struck out Salgado at the plate. Seemed like that was a chance to really get right back in the thick. It's gone the other way since. 3-2 on Guzman. Reyes from the windup. The payoff. Throws a fastball for strike three, and Randy did not like it. Wait for the ABS to tell us. Yeah, it was a strike. That was a really good pitch. Meantime, painting the corner. So counted as the 13th strikeout of the night, first out of the eighth. Really, nobody has escaped it. Has anybody not struck out? Jeremy has not struck out. Everybody else has gone down at least once. Megger's going to drop down a bunt foul. And a lunging reach by Ranyhill Rodriguez. The catcher couldn't quite make the catch in the air. Jupiter tonight on the road at Clearwater, winning 6-2 at the seventh inning stretch. It's a another night where scores hold. Every team in the East wins except the Mets. That happened four times last week. As this pitch is a ball high. Now again, the Mets have been the only team in the East to go 3-1 this week to this point, the first 4 days. So they've got some of that back. And really, more importantly, time's running out on everybody else to try to catch them. A 1-1 pitch outside. 2-1.
Well, that should tell you how good the Mets have been in the second half. That's happened four times, and yet they are still, as they're coming into tonight, nine games up on the Tortugas.
I was texting with Brennan Mintz, the Daytona broadcaster, yesterday as this 2-1 pitch comes in there. I get the sense that Daytona, look, they'd rather the Mets beat the Cardinals So that would help them get a wild card. Then the Mets lose and try to make up eight, 9 games in the last 2.5 weeks.
Well, that's something that's really hard to do. Daytona, as we talked about earlier, is going to play a tough Clearwater team. And you certainly just want to lock up that wild card spot as much as you can.
2-2 pitches, a called third strike. Megers is going to request the challenge, is denied. He can't believe it. That pitch was fully in the strike zone, according to ABS. So the Mets just not seeing it tonight. Megers, that he was almost shocked that it was a strike call.
He really was, and that's surprising sometimes from a catcher as well, who usually knows the strike zone.
And he's got a great eye. And the Mets just not their night. That's their 14th strikeout. As Yonatan Enriquez pops this pitch up, heading back to the stands. Kids wait for it. And here it comes. Oh, it misses all of them. And down to the one adult fan sitting in his seat. And he makes the one-handed catch on the ricochet.
He's going to toss it to a kid.
Sometimes it pays to just stay put, be patient. The next pitch is a ball, 1-1. Enriquez tonight, the double, a walk, and a strikeout. The double was his 18th. Can he get the 20 doubles on the end of the year? He's got time left. A 1-1, and skips in the dirt. He's got 8 home runs. Boy, that'd be something if he could get the 20 doubles and 10 homers. I mean, that's in a full season for the top team in the league. If you go so far as to say MVP, as this pitch is a ball outside, certainly you put yourself in the mix for the All-Star consideration.
He's quietly just been a really solid player for the Mets all year long.
3-1 pitch, fouls it off. How about this? 2 more home runs to get the double figures, 2 more doubles to get to 20, and he's already at plus 30 stolen bases. If he can go 10, 20, 30, that'd be an incredible year.
He's also at 49 RBIs, by the way, on the season. Second on the team.
So 10, 20, 30, 50. He won't do that here, though, as he strikes out swinging. Wow. Alan Reyes strikes out the side. He has struck out 4 in a row and 5 of the last 6. Mets have struck out 15 times in 8 innings. They are down 6-1, mid-8.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets, for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get tickets for $7 each. Just email info@stlucymets.com with questions. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2025.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucymets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
Let's rejoin the voices of the Mets, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker.
We're in the bottom of the eighth. Jonathan Mejia back at the plate. We'll take a called strike. Out when there was the rundown to end the seventh. Swings and misses violently at a hard slider, and he's in a tough spot here, trying to avoid the golden sombrero. And he's in the 0-2 count. Here comes the pitch from Ovias. Breaking ball low. Palm Beach has scored in consecutive innings. Go from 4-1 to 6-1. Pitch is fouled away. it stays a ball and two strikes. Palm Beach hot out of the gate, scored a couple of runs, loaded the bases before they made the first out. Scored a couple of runs off Ortega in the first inning. Marched on since. A 1-2, Ovias throws a slider low. Two balls and two strikes. Palm Beach a couple of runs on errors in the third. Mets got on the board in the sixth, but bottom of the sixth and seventh runs for the Cardinals. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed in the dirt. Mejia strikes out for the fourth time. Meggers throws down to complete it. And there it is, the Golden Sombrero. Back to the top of the order now in Matthew Mira. By the way, Alan Reyes, the pitcher for Palm Beach, entered the game with two outs in the sixth. He's at 2 1/3 innings now, which by my bad broadcaster math means seven outs. All the outs, strikeouts. And he let out a scream there at the end after striking out Henriquez. Very impressive. Can't really do much better.
On fire.
Yeah. Seven outs, seven strikeouts. Slider picks the corner on Mira, and it's one and one. Let's do have a couple of hits off him. I don't think he's coming back out there for the ninth. So there's a reliever throwing in the bullpen. Slider away. Two balls and a strike. Mets need a win tonight or tomorrow to claim a series victory. That would be nice after faltering last week and dropping the series to Jupiter. Bouncing ball out to Rodriguez. He'll field from short, though, to first in time to beat Mira. Two up, two down for Ovias here in the eighth. Mets, of course, losing the last three games to Jupiter. Their only three-game losing streak of the season. If not for the disastrous ninth inning on Wednesday, they'd be on a four-game winning streak right now. But they got the ninth inning tonight and all day tomorrow to try to win a game. Take this series. 1-0 on Gurevich, and the second pitch is a strike. Mets have already won the season series against the Cardinals. They won the season series against Jupiter and Daytona. They won the second half series against all those three teams as well, not just the overall. A 1-1 pitch, so really, well, Mets lead Daytona by 9, Palm Beach by 11.5, Jupiter by 13. Add one to each. Two-one pitch is a fly ball into left field. Henriquez ranging towards it and makes the catch. Lionel Ovias turns in a 1-2-3 eighth inning. The second 1-2-3 inning pitched by the Mets tonight. And it might be the last one. But here we were yesterday, same score, but swapped. Can the Mets have a big comeback? Down 6-1 in ninth when we return.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan over the age of 55, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. Enjoy exclusive perks like free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $50. Upgrade to be a Platinum Silver Slugger and receive admission and free parking on Fridays, plus a soda or water. Join the over 1,000 Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. For more information, email silversluggers@stlucimets.com.
Don't sweat in your boxers. Call the AC Doctors at 344-3944.
Call the AC Doctors and you won't need another quote. Don't sweat it. Your AC is in trusted hands with the AC Doctors.
Now let's get back to the action.
New pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals in the ninth. It's Charles Harrison, a right-hander, non-safe situation. Reyes, 2 1/3, two hits, no runs, no walks, seven strikeouts. All of his outs were strikeouts. Mets have gone down on strikes 15 times tonight. Apparently nine outs made by swinging the bats. Well, there was a pickoff in there as well. Last call here, Salgado 1 and Robertson. Said it once, Jake, I'll say it 1,000 times. The only way you can really let a team come back is if you start walking and plunking people. Mets did that yesterday. We'll see if Charles Harrison gifts them a few here in the ninth. I guarantee you the Mets dugout has said the same thing we just did. That, look, same score last night, and they came back. Why can't we? We're the better team, clearly. You look at head-to-head, overall, et cetera, et cetera. Here's Salgado, 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts. Harrison, first pitch. It's flowing into center field, right to Mira. It goes back, then in, and then makes the catch squatting down. Not sure he ever had a great feel for that. But it's a one-pitch out. And I bet you say this in the Mets dugout. We got the leadoff batter out in the ninth yesterday, too. And still came back. I'm not giving up hope, Jake. I'm not.
Guys, you shouldn't.
Simone Juan, hey, on base 2 out of 3 times tonight. He's on base 3 times yesterday. Takes a strike. Walk, a single, and a strikeout. O-1 by Harrison. He throws in a strike, nothing in two. And I bet you Charles Harrison says, you know what? We got back into the game yesterday because they walked us and hit us. I'm not going to do that. So, got that battle for the Mets to climb. The fight. 0-2 pitch from Harrison. And swing and a miss for strike 3. Bat goes flying above the Mets dugout. And the 16th strikeout for the Mets tonight. And they're down to their last out. Period. What do the game notes say? Most strikeouts for the Mets in the game this season. It's got to be getting up there. They are down to Sam Robertson. 17. Here's a liner into center field for a base hit. That'll be a 1-2-3 ninth. Robertson's going to get his before the end. He's got a single to go along with this walk. Mets struck out 17 times against Tampa back on April 17th. No recollection of this. Feels like a lifetime ago. Here we are on August 23rd. Time has passed. Mitch Voit takes a pitch in the dirt. Again, the Mets down by 5. Down to their last out with the runner at first base. Voit tonight hit for a 5th time, trying to avoid going 0-for-4, 0-for-5. It's only hitting a .186 so far. Takes this back up slider for a strike, and it's 1-and-1. Jake documented last time Voit was up that slow start for Carson Bench last year as well. As this pitch is in the dirt, I'll go back further. 2022, Mets got the 11th overall pick. Kevin Parada in here to St. Lucie, and he started slow as well. And last couple of games in the regular season and throughout the playoffs, he was the leading bat.
Yeah, as the saying goes, can't judge a book by its cover.
This is popped up in foul territory. It looks like one more souvenir for the fans. Maybe not over the ballpark.
Every player is different when entering the Florida State League, and some guys will bloom right away and be able to jump right in. Some guys takes a little bit longer.
2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Whoa, up over the head. Ball 3, and Voit will use his timeout. Well, a couple years ago, Palm Beach's first-round draft pick, Chase Davis, he came in here and really struggled. Badly. He ended up figuring it out, okay, in the Florida State League the next year. 3-and-2 coming to Voit. And he takes ball 4 up and in. The game continues. Robertson up to second. Rodriguez coming to the plate. He only meant not to strike out tonight. All right, down by five with two on. So you're going to look at the tying run now in the on deck or in the hole. That would be Randy Guzman.
Well, still a ways to go, but every base runner gets you a little bit closer.
Rodriguez takes this pitch down. We're just trying to will this to happen, aren't we?
Well, you know, the Mets have been really good all year long at giving themselves a chance in the ninth. Not often being able to come back and win, but they definitely have given themselves chances.
1-0 pitch. Out. Ball two.
And again, we're seeing the Mets at their best right now when they are patient at the plate. They were chasing a lot of pitches today, as you know, you'll see on a team that has 15 strikeouts, but or 16 strikeouts, excuse me.
Mets 1-42 when entering the ninth inning down. 0-17 on the road. I'm scratching my head. When was the one win? It was at home. Had to be pretty early. It was recent, we wouldn't know.
No, it was most later in the season. It was
really?
Colin Houck. Home run.
I mean, early.
Solo shot.
Oh,
early
that's right.
Season, yes,
that, I think that was against Tampa.
Yes, it was.
All right. See? Told you it was hard to remember that series. 2-0 after the mound visit. And he wraps in a strike. Rodriguez taking that pitch all the way. The 2-1 from Harrison, and it's a ground ball weakly hit out to the second baseman, Martin. He lobs to first. The game is over. It's won by the Cardinals, 6-1. And they'll form that happy high-five line between second the mound and their dugout as they pick up their second win of this series. It's the, by far the most nondescript game of the week. This one never got crazy. It's got a couple on with two outs in the ninth, but they were too far behind to make a big rally. And the Cardinals have trimmed the series to a 3-2 Mets lead. The Mets can still win the series tomorrow. Palm Beach will look to win the weekend and get away with the split. Winning pitcher tonight, Bernard Mack. He pitched well after the stellar start by Tanner Franklin in his debut. Alan Reyes struck out seven. Mets struck out 16 times tonight, one off their season high. For the Mets, Ortega, the rehab starter, takes the loss after giving up two runs in the first inning. Cardinals scored two in the first and led wire to wire. Mets will drop to 70-48 on the season, 36-17 overall, or in the second half. Palm Beach 25-27 in the second half, 57-60 overall. Palm Beach will keep pace with Daytona. Mets lead the division by 8 games over the Tortugas with just 13 left, still in great shape. Palm Beach trails that wild card spot owned by Daytona by 2.5. It seems like it's been at 2.5 for quite some time now. Take a break, come back with the post-game show to wrap up Palm Beach's 6-1 win over St. Lucie at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on a Saturday night.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This year at Clover Park, we are celebrating those who have proudly served our country with Vets at the Mets, presented by Barron Real Estate. All active and retired military members get free admission to every Mets Friday home game. So come on down to Clover Park and enjoy some St. Lucie Mets baseball with Vets at the Mets every Friday home game. Thank you for your service, and let's go Mets!
PDK Roofing is a proud sponsor of the St. Lucie Mets, and we upgraded the roof at Clover Park. Family owned and operated with over 30 years of roofing experience and quality workmanship. PDK Roofing is your home team for commercial, residential, metal, shingle, and tile, and we provide free roof inspections. Scan the QR code for a chance to win 2026 season tickets to the St. Lucie Mets.
PDK is on the way to fix your roof and save the day.
PDKRoofingInc.com.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you atop the action. Second floor broadcasting booth. Mets fall tonight 6-1. And Palm Beach is now down in the series 3-2 with just the finale left tomorrow. Let's take a look at the scoring summary. The Mets got off to an inauspicious start as Oliver Ortega walked the first batter, Matthew Mira, on 4 pitches. Then fell behind Jack Gervich 3-0, served up a fastball that was hit for a single. Then he plunked Raniel Rodriguez. All of a sudden, he got a pitcher who can't throw strikes. He's facing the bases loaded, no outs. Couldn't get out of that. An RBI ground out, an RBI sack fly. And the damage is only 2-0, and thinking with the Mets having a good week at the plate, wouldn't be a problem. Now, the Mets' bats just never really got anything going. And Palm Beach built a 4-0 lead in the third inning. An infield hit by Nickens. He scores on the error on the Suarez comebacker to Hurtado. Suarez would later score on an RBI ground out. Michael Natale reached on an error mixed in there to help Suarez get over to third base. So it's 4-0 after 3 innings. The Mets threatened there in the 6th inning. Randy Guzman, a 2-out walk, went to second a wild pitch. Chase Mangers was hit. Yonatan Enriquez. All of a sudden, it's an RBI double. It's 4-1. Mets have second and third 2 outs. One more hit there. Maybe it's a 4-3 game, but that hit didn't come. Said it was a strikeout to end the inning. There were a lot of those. Palm Beach would then score runs in the 6th and 7th. Leadoff walk in the 6th inning. That came around to score on a 2-out hit by Raniel Rodriguez. In the 7th inning, RBI ground out by Totalo brought home Christian Martin. Make it 6-1. There's your scoring summary. Box score. St. Lucie 1 run on just 5 hits, 2 errors. Palm Beach 6 runs on 8 hits. No errors for the Cardinals. Hitters in for the game in the Mets. For the Mets, nobody got it. Multiple hits. Henriquez, the only extra base hit. He went 1-for-3 with a double RBI and a walk. The other hits coming from Rodriguez, Snyder, Juan, and Robertson. For Palm Beach, Raniel Rodriguez 2-for-3. He was the only Cardinal with multiple hits. But 7 of the 9 in the order got hits. Only the 9-man and the leadoff man, Mejia and Mira, respectively, didn't get a hit. Pitchers in the game, Ortega for the Mets, a hit and 2 runs and a walk in 1 inning of work. Hurtado logged 78 pitches over 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, neither earned, but 1 error on himself was costly. A walk in 3 strikeouts. Jenkins, an inning in the 3rd, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 2 Ks. And Ovias, hey now, inning in 2/3, hitless, scoreless, lowers that ERA to 1.54 with St. Lucie. For the Cardinals, Franklin, he was as advertised in his pro debut, throwing 98. A lot of movement on that fastball. 2 scoreless innings with 4 strikeouts. Mack followed him up, giving up the 1 run on 1 hit, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. Reyes, incredible. 2 1/3 innings. All those outs were strikeouts. That's 7. Harrison turns in the scoreless 9th in the non-save situation. Ball game played in 2 hours and 39 minutes. That does not include our 37-minute delayed start, which there was no rain. Attendance tonight on the beer bash night, 1,462. Walk around the concourse. It did appear that many people did enjoy themselves with the beer fest. Well, they got their money's worth, it appeared. All right, Jake, last thoughts before we look ahead to tomorrow.
Well, you first tip your cap to Palm Beach pitchers and 16 strikeouts. You have to be something, right, to strike out that many guys. The Mets offense just not able to get it going tonight. They've been a little inconsistent over the last few games. The Mets as a team have been a little inconsistent over the last few weeks. You know, they're going down to the stretch of the end of the regular season here. Still 8 games up in that first place for the East Division. So chance to bounce back tomorrow. They'll be back home at Clover Park against Lakeland after the game tomorrow, and I only expect this team, which has been so good all year long and not getting into long losing streaks to get right back on track. They've still done a lot of things well overall on the year.
Yeah, since last Friday, the Mets just 3-5 now. So a chance to win a series tomorrow, kind of get back on track. You don't want to lose a series last week by losing 3 in a row and then split a series this week by losing the weekend. So we'll see if they can finish strong. They've generally been pretty good on Sundays on the road. We'll see if they can bounce back. Jake will be on the call. Weather looks pretty good tomorrow. Early afternoon broadcast should start at 12:20. First pitch is scheduled for 12:30. Should be a good one. Jake will bring it to you. And then we'll be back together on Valley Sports Live on Tuesday against Lakeland for the final home series of the year. Hope you'll tune in the rest of the way. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Jupiter, Cardinals 6, Mets 1. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. We hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.